Welcome to our Thursday night. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum show where we do our Thursday night interview edition. And we share people from all around the world, change agents, as I like to call them. Not this necessarily agile people, but today we have Samara Andrew. She is, you're going to love this, an epidemiologist who became an entrepreneur, who's a co-founder of a new Funshine company that she has. And she may be still doing all of that together. So it's kind of amazing. And we are here going to learn about her interesting journey, her mission of getting millions of hardworking people out of the predatory payday lending cycle, right? And you might say, why do I worry about this, Greg? But you'll find out in the interview, it may not be in that cycle, but things that you can find yourself in a trap. So we're going to bring about that. And in this interview, it's not the classic, what is Agile? Tell me, give me instructions, tell me an answer. It's about let's get to know Samara and what she'd like to share with people and teams throughout the world. And with that, Samara, so your journey from epidemiologist to co-founder, can you please tell us a little bit about that and tell us a little bit about something personal that we won't find in LinkedIn that maybe we don't know so we can get to know you even better?
Sure. Sure, that's a great question. So for me, the journey from epidemiologist into first female founder and entrepreneur of a startup actually started during my master's degree in public health. I was studying to become an epidemiologist, and I saw data linking financial instability and poor health outcomes. And to me, I wanted to do something about that. But what I did start seeing was while working as an epidemiologist, I started seeing this link more and more. And that's what really fueled my passion to start making a change and make a difference in this space. So I started actually networking. I initially began doing my research and networking, pitching in other venues like Clubhouse and the Venture Cafe. And I eventually met up with some great advisors who became my teammates. And that's Dave Golden and Alexei Solovatov. And it's been a hell of a journey for me. Honestly, when I first started out, I basically wanted to give up because I kind of felt like I wasn't getting anywhere. I wanted people to believe in what I was doing and why I was doing it. I wanted to make people aware of the problem that was happening and to come together as a community to help me make a difference in that space. And something personal for me is that you won't find on my LinkedIn page is that I am a twin.
Oh, okay.
And I actually did graduate with my twin. She also has a master's in epidemiology, but she has a master's in science in that field. And she is actually my best friend and one of the most amazing people in my life.
Okay.
And she has helped me. She's been one of my biggest supporters besides, you know, our entire team and our family who's been supporting us throughout this entrepreneurial journey to really make a difference in our communities and in the financial services space.
Cool. And that was interesting. You got a twin, huh? We'll have to remember that one. With that, can you dive a little bit into your Funshine business? What does it do? And how does it operate and things like that?
Sure. So Funshine is a financial wellness platform that provides tools, coaching, and peer support that helps it besides refinancing. So one of the main goals that we do is refinance predatory payday loans. And we do that by paying off the high interest payday loan debt. And we convert that into a Funshine reasonable credit line. And these customers, they've found themselves in this predicament because of the lack of financial resources, and the exploitation of many of these predatory lenders. So for me, this was something I really wanted to work hard and work hard in actually accomplishing a solution, coming up with a solution that can help these people. Because what I've found throughout my journey is that there's a lot of these predatory lenders out there, and they do exploit the most vulnerable members of our community. And the majority of these members are paycheck to paycheck members. And that makes up 63% of the population. And these individuals, they hold down jobs. They have more than many of them have more than one job. Others, we have a customer that makes 80 grand a year as a bank teller. And she found herself taking out several of these predatory loans. And what happens is many of these people find themselves in unexpected circumstances, whether that be an unexpected medical bill, or other. We have customers that are struggling with rising costs, rising living costs, and they can't keep up with the amount of payments that these loans have now put them in, because the average interest rate for these loans is 300%, and they could balloon all the way up to 700, 800% in interest. And that's not including fees. Now, the predatory payday loan industry is a $9 billion market, and 17 million Americans take out these predatory loans annually. And that's how you find these customers who end up in these situations, because they don't have the resources, access to these, financial resources, because they're not given that opportunity. Many of these people, they need quick cash fast. And if they go to a bank, these banks aren't gonna, give them a loan in the same day. That's how these predatory lenders get to them. They give off this gimmick, oh, quick cash fast now, no credit check. And they go for it because these members need the money now. It's not that they don't have a job. They have a job, but they're in a bind and they need cash fast. And they go for these loans.
And that's something, one of the things that really intrigued me. Well, one of many. Why I wanted to bring you on to the show, because a lot of people in this area help get new careers, they get a new job, they just got a new job and everything like that. And the idea I'm going to get a paycheck tomorrow, right? So I'm going to take one of these payday loans because I know I'm going to get a paycheck now,
That's right.
or doing that. And that was one of the things that said, this can happen to someone getting a $100,000 job or $200,000 job or wherever you live in this country, wherever it would be, and you can get impacted by that. Ooh, easy money. I get the money, I'll pay it back next and get in that habit. Is there something you might want to share about like that financial security, some things that you would recommend to people when they get those new jobs or something like that, or they just transition to maybe a new higher paying job that you might want to share with the audience?
Yeah, sure. So, in the world that we live in, I know that everybody has experienced hard times. And one of the things that we are offering our customers is a program called Frontshine Freedom Circle, which provides peer support, coaching, and other pro financial servicing products that can help customers actually reach their financial goals. And one of the things that we're trying to do with our program is how to teach our customers not to get into these situations again. Because we definitely, it's easy for a company like Funshine to go ahead and, what we've done now is we've reduced loan payments for our customers by 60%. And we've saved our customers an average of $2,500 in interest because of our service. And it's easy for them to get out of that. We've had plenty of customers pay off that that payday loan because of our services, but we want to teach them how to make proper financial decisions, and we want to teach them how to not get into these predatory loans again. So through our program, we've created this platform where we're able to have them create a budget, help them with their credit, which we're partnering with other credit solution agencies that can help our customers with their credit. And one of the things that we actually pride ourselves, Funshine, in doing is that we don't check credit score, because credit scores can be exclusionary and can cause more harm than good for the customer. And that's one of the reasons why we do not check credit scores. And one of the things that we do in our company is that when you do sign on and are approved, we do income-driven repayment. We care very much about the livelihoods of our customers. And we want to make this a comfortable experience for them. Because let's face it, it is very uncomfortable to admit that you've gotten yourself into a cycle of debt because of these predatory lenders who you might have thought to yourself, oh, I could pay it off, I could pay it off easily. But when you get those payments and they're more than what you can afford, and they're taking all that money out of your paycheck, and you're realizing you can't really afford to pay back that loan, here's where Funshine comes in, and we make it easier to pay back that loan much more reasonable.
Cool. And one of the things, when I coach people, I try to help them. One of the things I advise people is, when you're going for new jobs, create a budget for yourself. What do you think you're spending, so that when you do get that, because I can imagine, oh, I'm going to get this job and it's going to pay for all this stuff. But in reality, if you didn't do that budget, you really don't know what that was. And I can see that getting you into a spot where you do need a payday loan, because you figured, oh, I'm going to get the top of the line cable TV, or I'm going to buy a brand new car and all that. And then when you get your job, maybe it doesn't at first pay for that, because maybe you have some other student loans or something you got to pay off, you know?
And that's right. And the things we're also doing in our program, which is really big for us, is that we're also providing our customers with an emergency savings plan to help them save for a rainy day. That's really where it's big for us as well, is really teaching our customers about savings and how to save for unexpected events. And I actually had a unexpected expense where I had to pay for a car repair, and I literally did not have it, and I had an emergency savings, and I was able to take from my emergency savings to pay for that unexpected car repair, because I had to go upstate to see family. And when you're able to have that type of financial resource available to you, it makes it easier, where you don't have to go out and, if your friends don't have it and your family don't have it, you don't have to go out and get a predatory loan, and you don't have to seek them out, because you have that money available to you. And what we do with our program, Funshine Freedom Circle, is that we provide practical and reasonable ways in which you can budget and save. Everybody's income is different. Everybody has their own, personal lives and personal enjoyment. And we definitely at Funshine want to make it easier for our customers not to only pay back that loan, but to also provide them with the tools that they need to create a more financially stable, to make their finances more stable in terms of providing that savings account and things like that.
Yeah, I love that idea about having that rainy day fund.
Yep.
And think of it this way. You had a job, paid you X amount of dollars. You got a new job, pays you a little bit more. Take that little bit more and start filling in that rainy day fund, because I actually had one that was for health insurance, for the premium, right? You got to pay that premium. Yeah. So I have a little online savings account that I'm putting money into, that premium, just to cover the whole year's premium. Just out of the blue, I just put it away. So if anything ever happens, I'm always covered, right? No matter what, okay, I got to do some surgery or do something or get a medical or you break an arm.
That's right.
Sport, your premium's covered because you got it in the rainy day fund. You don't have to worry about depleting what you have and you can go have fun and enjoy life. So
that's right. It makes it easier.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier. And thanks for sharing that because that's, I think that's something people need a little reality check every once in a while. And I want to make sure, hey, we're going to get more money, get paid more money. But let's make sure we're doing it in a way that we can take care of ourselves and sustain it, right? And
right.
Do things in the future. Think about 5 years from now. What are you going to be?
Right.
And so we met, well, met a little bit. I saw your interview, your podcast in Philly Tech Connect, and as you said earlier, just before the show, that you're going to do a pitch for your company at the Philadelphia Technical Entrepreneurs or Entrepreneur Tech. I think it's, yeah, PTE. So you're going to do your thing. Can you share, and I thought the journey was fascinating, and you mentioned a little bit in the beginning, how you found your partners. You said you use Clubhouse and other forums. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because I thought that was this interesting journey. You had this idea. You wanted to get some people to help support you and bring this idea of funds shine. I love the name, by the way. I think it's really cool. It's like fund and shine and fun shine. And it's a neat way of doing it. To bring this into reality. Can you share a little bit about that journey of finding those co-founders and everything?
Yeah, sure. So initially, I took a year, almost a year of pitching and of pitching on Clubhouse. And I was introduced, or actually he contacted me on Clubhouse. His name is Antonio White and he's known as the Pitch Freak. And he had contacted me and he's an amazing person. He put me in touch with Dave Golden, who is now our CEO and co-founder of Funshine. And he literally was the advisor, initially advising me on how to create Funshine, because it initially wasn't Funshine. We, as a team, came up with the name together. And, you know, he was advising me and, we decided, you know what, let's work together and create a company. So that's when Dave, you know, suggested somebody that he worked with. And that's when I met Alexi. And he was great, amazing. He's actually our CTO and co-founder. And I said, yeah, let's do it. Let's work together. Let's do this. They're both, what I appreciate the most is that they're both passionate about improving lives and improving the lives of our community members. You know, in this business, it's hard to find like-minded people. And I was grateful and fortunate enough that I was able to find them because I have learned so much from each of them throughout this journey in creating this company. And I've learned a lot through my customers. There are a lot of stories out there. There's people from all walks of life. And it's just heartwarming to see us all coming together and to make a difference. And I'm fortunate enough to have a team that I have, and even the advisors that we have on board, besides Antonio White, we have Scott Eagle. He's an advisor and an investor and has been an amazing person who's given us plenty of advice. And we've had others on board, other investors on board. And it's just wonderful to see all of us working together. Cause you know, when you start a company, you want to make sure that you onboard the right people, and you want to work with the right people. And I'm fortunate to say, I found the team that I'm able to.
That's great. You mentioned though, And that's getting to the point where you got your company going, right? So you got to that. But aren't you still pitching your company?
I am.
Because I want to make sure people understand it doesn't end.
Nope, it doesn't end. The work still keeps going. You know, it never stops. You still have to, there's always room for improvement. And you still have to, you know, right now we're currently in our in our seed round fundraising. And you still have to go out and pitch because not enough people are aware of the problem. When I was going out and pitching, and I've pitched to several investors, I've pitched to a lot of investors, and a few of them were unaware of the problem. They had no idea what I was talking about, absolutely none. And it took a lot for me to explain, like, you know, explain to them the situation, not saying that they were out of touch, but maybe somewhat. And they weren't aware of, you know, the problem. And I had to educate some people on what's actually happening around us and, you know, what your neighbor is experiencing and what's actually, this financial systemic that, you know, is exploiting, you know, our most underserved community and our most vulnerable and underserved community members. You know, the majority of us live paycheck to paycheck, and we need the help the most. I mean, again, it's 63% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. Now, that's a huge market to go after. And we're going after the ones who need the help the most. And we're really trying to make a difference in this space, and the work never stops. You gotta keep going. You gotta keep pushing. You know, there's plenty of research out there. You find better ways to, you know, help, you know, you find better ways to help our community. And this is one of the ways that I decide to, you know, we decide to do that is through this company.
And even when you say they didn't quite know, you never know. And one of the things I try to coach people is you never know when it's going to happen. So don't wait until it happens.
Right.
Understand it ahead of time. And you made a really good point. You know, with the rising inflation, people
That's
might have
right.
bought houses in the pandemic when the rates were really low, and all of a sudden the rates go up because they got adjustable. Next thing you know, I'm looking for a payday loan just so I can keep my mortgage and so I can refinance into a more stable because I put it off so long, right? So you may not think you are a customer or in need of this, and then all of a sudden you're in there, right? So
That's right. People don't realize, you know, you can say today, oh, that's never going to be me.
didn't you
Plenty
say
of us
something
have
about like
said
you even
that.
had some mainline people that had this problem and you helped them out with some people that were making some good money, right?
Yeah, you know, during the pandemic, you know, these predatory lenders made a lot of money because, you know, at that time, you know, many people were strapped for cash and they lost their jobs. And they needed quick cash fast. And this was one of the biggest opportunities for them to make, to, you know, they exploit this community and these community members. Because again, these paycheck to paycheck folks are part of our community. I'm part of that community. And, you know, when this happens, we can't just sit there idly by watching it. You know, I didn't want to, so I decided to do something about that. And one of the ways that I do that is, you know, by taking them out of these cycle of debt, taking them out of those predatory loans, those high interest loans, and making it easier for them to pay off that debt and to, you know, and to start fresh, to start anew and, you know, get back on track.
And I'll just add, in the agile world, which I work in, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of layoffs, people losing their jobs. If you do find yourself in a position and you had to get one of these payday loans, go connect with Funshine. You know, maybe that'll help you get out of that until you find your next position or whatever. Don't
That's
wait
right.
too long because those interests and those monies build up like crazy, right?
That's right.
So
And
I don't want to, I want to encourage anybody. Don't feel worried or, you know, ashamed or anything, but it happens to the best of us or any of us can happen
it's
any
happened
day.
to me. It's happened to me. You know, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. I know, you know, in terms of finances, it's taboo to talk about finances, but we all experience the same thing. And I want to, you know, make it clear to your audience and the, you know, potential customers out there, Funshine is a safe space. The reason why we did this is to help each other out and to uplift each other. And it's time that, you know, We actually did that for one another because Funshine is here building a community, and we want to be able to work with one another and to help each other.
That's great. And you said something about helping each other. So I'm going to bring you into this. So as an entrepreneur and a woman entrepreneur and the thing, and helping other, any advice you might want to share to other women in the industry, professional world, getting into the entrepreneur space, that you might want to share a little bit of that right now? Because then you're helping them out too. Now you're helping people with finance, just women in general, be like, oh, there's someone like me that's going through this thing and they kind of understand or something they can use.
Yes. Don't give up. And I know that is such a cliche, but it actually stands true. Please, 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 if you have an idea and or you feel like you're in this space right now and you feel like you're just tired, you're not getting anywhere, don't give up because it could be when you go for that next pitch, like I did, you can find your next, Antonio White or Dave Golden or Alexi, your next teammate. You never know. I mean, you have to keep moving forward. You have to keep going. You can find maybe yourself another Samara who has is also like-minded like you, and you guys can come up with great ideas. You got to keep pressing on. You got to keep pushing. You can find different ways to do different things, but just don't give up. You gotta think more about who you're helping and why you're doing it. Not just, oh my God, I'm not getting anywhere. This is bigger than yourself. This is for others.
And I love what you said because that kind of reminds me of Alex Ramos. He always talks about it's that 10th time, 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10, you're going to fail. 9 out of 10 ideas you have are going to fail. It's
That's
that
right.
one more idea that's going to get you that big shift in mentality and money and where you want to go or your goals. So yeah, I
Right.
love the fact you said keep doing it because that's a mantra I hear a lot of millionaires. Billionaires, in case I'd love to be a billionaire one day, but I'm nowhere near that right now. But maybe one day. But
One day.
they have that thought process. So you also said the energy. So what keeps your energy flowing? How do you keep up on this? What drives you into getting that? What makes you get up every day and take the battle on?
Several things, but first I'm going to say our customers. Even before we've onboarded, we've had a customer who contacted us. Even before we onboarded this customer, she thanked us for our services. She
Nice.
said, "Thank you for doing this for us." And that really made me happy. And it took me out a little bit, like had a little bit of tears, and I was like, I am making a difference. Even before, she was approved, she had a question. And then at the end of her question, she just said, "Thank you so much for providing this service. This was really needed." That made me so happy. And that's what makes me want to continue this every single day, is actually making a difference. And you see that through our customer testimonials. And I know people always want to talk, oh, she's just saying that. No, I'm not just saying that. I'm not just saying that. We have literally helped so many people. Like the people, it's a handful of customers, but to me, that's a lot. That is a lot. Because, no one else has, we are the first company to refinance these loans. No one else has literally taken on this effort to really make a difference in this space. And that's why I do this. And I really want to be able to change the way financial services looks. I want to make it better.
Great. No, I totally get that. Every once in a while I get it. Someone, thanks for that little piece of advice. Even just one off on when I do my share my content and everything on social media, it just makes you feel good. It keeps you going.
Yeah.
It's like I'm not worried about the negative. I get every once in a while I get the positive feedback, and you know, it helps somebody. So that's always a good thing to have in your thought process. Even when you're working 9 to 5 in the 40-hour, who did you know? Think about the people you helped on the other side. You know,
that's right.
And I think that keeps everybody going. So to summarize it, what I want to provide opportunities for you to share with the audience, how to get a hold of you, how to contact you. If they know somebody who might need this service, how do they go about doing that? What can you share with them on that?
Sure. So you can go to funshine.com. We do have our, you can either join our wait list, and we also have a contact form. We're currently launched in 3 states. That's Arkansas, Maine, and Missouri. We're working on other states at this time, but those are the states that we're currently launched in. But not to worry, we're making headway and getting our licensure to launch in other states. But yes, please go ahead, log into funshine.com, and you know, contact us, write a little note. We read all of our messages. We get a lot, and we read all of our messages, and you know, anything, any questions you have, we're available to answer.
And can they connect with you on LinkedIn and say, oh, I saw you on the 5 a.m.
message? Yes, they can. You can look me up.
Let's connect.
Yes, you can. You can definitely do that. My LinkedIn is my name, Samara Andrew. My name will be on your platform.
We'll put it on, so they there, can, right? That's for sure.
Yep. Search me and look for me on LinkedIn. I'm available to chat anytime. Well, not anytime, but but I'm available to chat.
You're busy now. You're
yes, I'm a busy woman. You've got a busy
building. That's right. Up, you know, you never know when some. You know what? I want to invest in your company. How much do I can I invest in? You know, you always take those calls, right?
I definitely. Why not?
Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us on the interview. I think I wanted the audiences to take, if they do get in a position, got a new job, they got over happy and spent money they didn't have yet, or something like that, and they get stuck, or maybe they got laid off, you know, I want them to know about your services in case that would help them. And like I said, be financially secure, like you brought up. Bring in, do a rainy day fund and save some money off the side, budget and all that.
Right.
Is there anything else you want to say at the end here?
Yeah, we can all strive for financial freedom. It's there. It's ascertainable. You can make it happen. No circumstance is too far gone. You can achieve financial freedom. So just stay the course, you know, believe in yourself. You can do it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. You have a great day. And thanks to everyone listening.